Locker room chats that continue here tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by the Axtell boys basketball coach, Jason Tynan, and brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Coach, you guys have had an opportunity to play a few games here, you know, right around the New Year holiday, and of course against Washington County most recently. Some teams still trying to get their first games post-holiday break. But I want to go back to that December 30, December 31 games that you guys had, Lord Central Catholic Holiday Tournament. Talk about that experience. I know you saw some good teams up there, a loss to Auburn, but you bounced back with a win against Wymore Southern. Just talk about that experience and just playing in that tournament just a little over a week ago.
Yeah, that was a good experience for us, something that typically doesn't happen in the state of Kansas is holiday tournaments. And, you know, we decided to do that just to kind of give us a different look, see some different teams, and kind of in preparation for maybe the potential going into this year of them adding more games to the Kansas schedule. So it was a good experience. Auburn's a really good team. They're very physical. They play a totally different style of game that we play. They're very methodical, and they run their stuff very, very well, and they execute. And so it was good for us to see that. I think that's a step that we have to take in playing a team of that caliber and that ability level. They put, you know, five guys on the court at all times that can shoot the ball. They put five guys on the court that can handle the basketball, and they and very solid defensively, and they rebound well. They do all the little things extremely well. And then, you know, we turn around the next day. We played a 9:30 game, which, you know, we're not used to here unless it's a TVL tournament. And so we haven't played a morning game in a long, long time. And we were a little rusty. We were a little tired from the night before. But we came out and battled and scratched and clawed our way to a win over, you know, a very physical Wymore Southern team.
Yeah, that final was 51-49. And then you guys built on that on Friday this past week. You guys hung up 99 points in a win at home against Washington County. That's just a wild offensive explosion. Logan Sandman, we gave him our nod of an athlete of the week with 26 points, 8 rebounds, couple of block shots. Talk about him a little bit, his growth, his progression, and just that game in general, and how you guys were able to put up 99 points in that win over Washington County.
Logan is doing a great job. I'm kind of tough on him because he has an unbelievable, his ceiling is unbelievably high, and he does a lot of good things. He's played a lot of basketball. He kind of got a wake-up call. Auburn had a 6'6 kid and kind of put him in his place a little bit, humbled him a little bit, and I think he saw some things in that game, and you know, that he needed to do what that kid was doing against him, and he turned around and put it together on Friday night against Washington County. He posted up really well. He can create an inside presence. He finishes really, really good around the rim. And he can step outside and shoot it. And so we haven't been pressing. I haven't thought we had the legs to get up and down as much as what we like. And against Washington County, we kind of stretched it out a little bit, kind of told the boys that we were going to do that, and they responded really well. I think there was a time in the second quarter where, and it's hard to, I think, figure out but or pinpoint it, but I think we had 18 straight points where we were just turning them over and run down the court and running, and our press was really working. Guys were flying around, and so then that got our confidence going. And then I think we were 7 of 18 from the three-point line, and so we started shooting the ball really well. And I think we had 42 points in the second quarter, which I looked up and I was like, whoa. I mean, they turned it on to another level, and that the second quarter that I had never seen before.
Yeah, you see a lot of games where teams just struggle to get to 40, let alone 42 points in a single quarter. That is Jason Tynan joining us here, Axtell boys basketball coach. Back-to-back wins, including Washington County on Friday. Again, 99-52, number two-ranked team in 1A D2. Axtell, they'll be at Lynn on Friday night, right back to it in TVL play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.